Now, they say this about every generation, and they said it about my generation, and it was certainly true then, but it is really, really true now, and that is that kids are growing up so fast these days. You know, it's really amazing, and that's why I think the legal age of consent should be lowered to 15. Right? Yeah. Seriously, they're fucking already. It's not, come on. They're fucking at 13. I mean, I'm giving them 2 years. Don't look at me like I'm some sort of monster or something. Seriously, you know? What, some 16-year-old kid with zits all over his face who pops after 20 seconds, he gets to fuck him? But I'm a grown man with skills. That's what... It's selfish. It's selfish. So here's something. This is something I observed not too long ago, and I saw this gay couple walking down the street, and I noticed how exactly alike they look like each other. You know, they really like the same height within about an inch, same kind of balding pattern, bushy mustache, you know, reverse pear-shaped body, that kind of, you know, walking down, and I saw that, I was like, wow, that's weird. And then I realized, wait a second, that's actually kind of common in the gay community, where you'll see couples who look exactly like each other. And then I was thinking, like, that's really cool, you know? I mean, that's something I'm never going to get to experience, you know? Is like, what that's like to you know, like, to fuck yourself, you know? Wouldn't that be, I mean, that would just open up sexuality to this whole another dimension. Like, just think about it. It's, say you were really pissed off at yourself. Like, you did something stupid, you know? Like, you did, like, you know, like, you lock your keys in your car, but you do it in that way where you have enough time to process the information and actually say, like, oh, shit, I'm locking my keys. What the fuck? I fucking knew I was doing it, and I did it. What the fuck's wrong with me? You know, and then you're late for work, and then, you know, and then you, like, get home, and your boyfriend's like, hey, I was working. Like, oh, don't even talk to me. And then later on, you're still angry, and then you're, like, fucking, and you're chastising yourself, going, what the fuck were you thinking? You knew those keys were in there, then you were late for work, and then, and then Mr. Jenkins came in. No, that is not for you now. And then Mr. Jenkins come in. I'm asking you a question. All right. Because you wouldn't. Couldn't really get away with that in a heterosexual relationship. And then the inverse of that is also true. Like if you were actually really happy with yourself, you know, like you did something, did a good deed, you know, whatever. Walking down the street, see some kids crying, you're like, hey, kids, what's wrong? They're like, that man won't buy us any beer. And they're like, oh, I'll buy you some beer. Here you go, kids, run along, thank you, you know. And then you're like, ah, I did a good thing, whatever. And then you come home, and your boyfriend's like, hey, you know, how was work? And you're just like, God, look at you. Oh. This is for both of us. What? It's a midget, and I'm undoing his do-rag. What's going through your head? Interesting.